Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
We've got some last-minute Christmas ideas for those who are, what's the proper term, Nathan? Techies?
Sure, why not?
We use that word?
I guess. Geek?
Geek, techie, whatever.
I prefer geek.
Those are not derogatory words in our opinion.
We're talking about from gaming devices to things you can use at home, you know, taking photos, video, phones. Those all seem to be very hot items this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. We're basically just going to give you our Christmas list, so if someone wants to send us a present,
we'd
be happy to take anything
we'll
on there.
We'll take it, yeah.
I said to, you know, please listen in at home so you can get some ideas, but I looked on your list here, and I have several of these things already. So
it's a checklist.
We do too, actually.
I bet. What are the biggest items out there right now in terms of hottest? Is it phones or tablets or computers or what at this point?
I think it's really phones and tablets right now. But when you're talking Christmas, phones are hard to buy for someone.
Mm-hmm.
I signed you up for a 2-year agreement. Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. And one thing I've noticed is Verizon running commercials that they're actually going to give you an extra 2 gig of mm-hmm. data if you buy over the holidays. So they're trying to get into that to get you in the store.
They are, and that's a good deal too, if you want to be on Verizon, which I kind of do. I'm not right now, but...
You're not right now.
Not right now.
He will be soon, yeah. I think.
An extra 2 gigs is nice, because when you get to... 2 gigs is a little tight on mobile data, but 4 covers pretty much everybody, I think.
Yeah, for some reason, my wife in 10 days has gone through hers.
Really?
She's at 1.9.
What did she do?
I have no idea. We're trying to work that out with the phone company.
Huh.
But and she's been on Wi-Fi, so that's another story. That's another.
I think something's wrong.
There's another 45 minutes of my life that I lost.
And congratulations.
Answers. Yes. The answer was just to turn off the data. Okay. But anyway, we'll figure that one out, I guess. tablets. Now, when we say tablets, are we talking about the Samsung, you know, what is it, the Galaxy Tab, Brian, or, you know, iPad? I guess the new Kindle Fire is the thing that's been big.
Yeah, I think it's more iPads than anything, right? I mean...
It starts at the top.
That's where it's at, and then if you decide not to go Apple, then you're like, and you start to look around and what in the world do I do now? Because it's kind of a mess below that.
I think if you don't want to spend $500, the Kindle Fire gets interesting. Because at $200, that's a lot more accessible for people.
Now,
and it can do a lot of the same things.
That's what I was going to ask. Well, I mean, do you purchase apps for the Kindle Fire?
It's essentially an Android tablet that doesn't look like an Android tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly for consuming media of different types.
So I noticed the Weather Channel has their own Kindle Fire app, so
okay.
I guess
specialized,
you know,
for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it can run a lot of apps, and you can read books, watch movies, listen to music. So if that's what you wanted an iPad for,
well, they have newspapers,
like
Newsweek, and
magazines.
Wall Street Journal, all that kind of stuff streamed into it too. I think so.
All the things you can do on an iPad. But some people just don't want to go the Apple route, or expense.
Well, I mean, $500 is, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
When you can do, maybe if you can do 80% of what you want to do for $200, yeah, that's interesting.
Are you still iPadding?
I am iPadding.
In the classroom?
I also have a Kindle, and I read on it. So.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
You like that better to read?
If I'm going to read something for a while, yes.
I think still some people don't... know that the Kindle's screen is different than like your phone or your like iPad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I think, still think that it's just an LCD screen that's like your computer monitor, but it's not. It's a, what's it called, e-ink?
E-ink.
It's like reading a book. That's why it's, that's what it's made, the Kindles are made
for.
And it's
nice. You know, you have your light on the bed nightstand.
Right. You have to have
like
light. You have to have external light to see it. There's no backlight on the device itself, so it's real easy on the eyes.
If you're reading. If you're doing the apps, I guess, does it has light?
Well,
on the
Kindle Fire has.
Kindle
the
Fire.
Kindle Fire.
But if we're talking a traditional Kindle.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a difference in those two. The Kindles have been out for quite a while. I think people prefer to actually read on Kindles than, you know, the iPads because of the backlighting issue.
Yes.
But so, the Kindle Fire has kind of got, you know, it's kind of like they've changed their whole mantra here.
Well, they still sell the old ones.
Yeah.
They have new versions of the old ones if you just want to read and don't worry about the apps and don't want to do movies or anything. And I don't know. I think there's a place for both of them.
I noticed when you put tablets in e-readers, there was nothing on here about the Google or the Android. There are just so many options out there. What is the best? I mean, they range from very cheap to pretty expensive with the Galaxy Tab, and you just really don't know.
There's not a real winner. There's not one that the apps aren't really there for that ecosystem. If you just want to kind of geek around with something Google, I mean, it'd be fun. But
will they be in the future, you think?
Eventually.
I would guess, yeah.
It's taken a while,
though. It is taking a while. It seems like they've been kind of stuck for the last year or two.
I think it's going to get interesting with the next update to that operating system when Ice Cream Sandwich comes to tablets, which sounds funny, but...
It makes me hungry. I don't know. Let's go back to... If someone hasn't had a tablet before, you know, $500 is a lot of money to put down for something like that, but let's go the iPad route. Can you still get the original iPad, not the iPad 2, but the original iPad, and can you find those for pretty good deals if you're trying to get into to see if a tablet's for you?
I haven't looked. I'm sure on eBay you could.
You can. Something. You know, Craigslist, a lot of people upgrading, especially this time of year, to an iPad 2.
What about Apple Online? Don't they have where you can purchase refurbished?
Those I would recommend. You're probably not going to find more than about 10% savings, maybe. Maybe on something that's $500, you might get $100 off, maybe. But they come with the full warranty. It's like new in a box. You might not ever know. In fact, probably a lot of them are just things people like, I decided I didn't want it, and they shipped it back, and it's never even been used.
Mm-hmm. Gaming, obviously, is a big gaming and music. We're approaching teen years in our house with both of the kids. And
sorry.
So, yeah, thanks. I need more than sorry. Got a couple of kids if you'd like to borrow for a few years.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Yeah. We're talking about things from iPods to Nintendo gaming systems and Xbox and such. When this is mentioned in my house, I have no idea. I'm kind of lost. And I figure that most parents are probably the same way. So where do you go from there?
Except for this parent right here. He knows it all.
I actually had a guy at work ask me the other day. He's like, I'm looking at a Apple something. Like, he was he had no idea. Completely no idea. And he's like, do I get a pad or whatever that pod thing is. Now, I really didn't know where to start.
I hope because
he was wanting
right
it for his 5-year-old, and I have a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, well, she can play on the iPad. She's played on Uncle Nathan's iPad, but I don't see spending $500 just so my 5-year-old can play some games on an iPad. So, I ended up telling him to go get one because he sounded kind of interested in what it could do.
He's never going to get to use it.
No, probably not. but like music, they had a new whole slew of iPods come out, did they not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they revamped them every year. And, yeah,
it's the fifth generation,
shuffles,
I think.
And, shuffles.
Yeah,
I think for kids, at least maybe teenagers and maybe a little younger, the iPod Touch is a pretty good option.
Now, I've looked at a few of those, and I have the iPhone 4S, so they look very similar.
It's iPhone without the phone, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit worse camera.
Yeah.
That's basically the end of it.
But all the apps, usually when an app comes out for the iPhone, it's usually for the iPod Touch, too.
Yeah.
So that could be an option. What about Xbox and Xbox 360 and the Xbox Kinect and Nintendo Wii and all of this? You know, is there an entry-level system, you know, gaming system? Is there one that's maybe a next step after that?
Well, I mean, these three systems have been around for 5 years.
5 years in the case of the Wii, and the Xbox was before it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, really, it's getting down to, like, who has the next accessory. The Wii hasn't really done... It's pretty much the same if you want new games. I actually have the Kinect, and I'm pretty impressed with it. Nathan is, too.
Xbox seems to be doing the most right now.
Now, is that the one where you actually are the controller? You're the controller?
You're the commercial right now.
So do you wear something?
No. It just shoots a bunch of infrared dots on you, actually.
You can't see them.
Can't see them. But she basically just blankets the whole room, and it can track you based on all those dots. It's almost like you have little ball. You know, if you see the EA Sports commercials where the sports guys are
motion
wearing
tracking
motion balls all over them. Same kind of thing. But
the Walmart commercial with the parents doing so that's pretty funny.
It actually works really
well. Does it really?
Yeah, and even my three-year-old can attempt to play it and sometimes do something. But five-year-old, she can really play it, and it's fun for all ages, even up to adults.
So, and, of course, the five-year-old likes to laugh at the adults.
When we're trying to do the dance game.
Yeah, that could be very interesting. I just have mental images there. I'm going to have to go away. So iPod Touch would be good for music, I guess, for kids who want music. But
it also has games.
The new one also has iMessage, so you know you can message if
that's
mom,
true.
Dad have iPhone, you can FaceTime and do all that on it. So
that's
it's really
true.
Everything without the phone itself,
and without all those monthly bills and
no data charges and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And as far as an Xbox, $199 now will get you the base model.
Yeah, it's 4 gigabyte, and they just revamped the whole design on it. It's got that new sleek black, looks like a F-18. Fighter or something. It does.
And the Kinect, is it something separate?
It's separate, but it seems like I've seen deals and bundles
they
can
get
it in there.
They have bundles with it where I've seen it, around $300 or so, coming with a Kinect and a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get off with a pretty good deal there. And the Kinect is really good for the whole family. You can get everybody can really get into it. So,
talking with Brian and Nathan Lohorn with The Tech Life, some Christmas gifts for those techies out there. Phones. We've talked about phones a little bit. The iPhone 4S is out for the Apple folks. The Android phones, it seems like there's a new Android phone coming out every week. So
yes, there is.
Every couple of hours, I think.
The latest one, I guess, and I'm not sure if this is just Verizon, but the Motorola Razr. The revamped Razr. I actually touched one the other day.
And did it cut you?
No, it didn't cut me. But it is so thin and light. It's amazing how light that phone is. I can't imagine battery life being very good, but maybe it is.
They say it's good because it's a non-removable battery, which is unusual for an Android phone. So I think they're trying to pack a little more battery in there than you would normally get.
But it's so thin, you know. But the 4G phones that I had, the two, you know, I had to buy the big brick to go on the back, and still didn't have success. So
you're probably going to get similar battery life, but at least it's thinner now. So that's an improvement.
Yeah, but when you have to carry around a charger, that's no fun. But that's just me. Are there any new Android phones coming out on the market?
Well, I'm currently dying for one personally.
He's been harassing the Verizon guys.
Verizon, are you out there? Please release this phone. The Galaxy Nexus, which is the latest from Google. It's the straight Google phone without any additional stuff from Motorola or HTC or any of that stuff. And that's what I'm all about. And apparently Verizon has them in the store.
But won't sell them.
But they don't have a release date yet.
Really?
And it's killing me.
And Nathan wanted to break into the store the other night. He called me and said, do you want to break in tonight? And I was like,
So if it's not now, they've only got a few days to get this thing out before Christmas, you would think.
It has to be out before Christmas. And I would say probably by this time next week.
And you will be in line.
Yes.
If there is a line.
My name is on at least the list in three different stores right now.
Oh, really?
Hoping they'll call me.
Yeah, and I've had some talks with some people that are, say, like, you know, on Facebook, we'll get messages about, you know, what phone should I get, blah, blah, blah. And the whole Droid line, Verizon has just, like, brainwashed people with, like...
This drives him insane.
It does. That the Droid is, like, a thing of its own. But it's not. It's just another Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
They just branded it, and they commercialize it like crazy. But
it's a great marketing.
Yeah, they make a ton of money off of it. But the Galaxy Nexus, which is coming out, is going to be the top tier Android phone, period. Because it's going to have 4.0 ice cream sandwich, what Nathan.
And if you want to use the lingo, is it a Droid? Well, yeah, it's a Droid. It just doesn't have that.
It's an
brand.
It doesn't have the brand Droid on it. But if you're with Verizon and this thing comes out and you're looking, you're in the market for the top of the line, the $299 phones, that's the one to get.
Is it 4G? Will it be 4G?
It's 4G. It actually has an HD display, 720p, so you can imagine your TV.
Wow.
resolution shrunk down to a phone size screen.
It's 4.65.
The biggest screen on the market, as well as it's also thin. It's about 9 millimeters thick, so it's only a millimeter more than the Droid Razr.
I'll be watching the police reports to see if there are any break-ins anywhere around town.
Don't tell them I'm coming.
You mentioned earlier that it's hard to buy a phone for someone because you have the contract and all, but that's one of those gifts where you say, you're getting a phone for Christmas, and let's go buy it. I guess that's about the easiest way to do the phone.
Or maybe a gift card from a store like that, mom or dad,
and getting their kids, you know, a phone for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, if they're all on the same plan, it would be easy that way. But
don't want to get away before we talk about cameras, digital cameras, video cameras. I bought a digital photo frame for our church a couple of weeks ago to put kind of like a directory, and it flashes the folks who are in the church, kind of, so you can actually visually see. And it takes about 4 minutes to cycle through everyone, but you know, you could sit there and watch it for 4 minutes and see pictures with their name on it.
Do you get little crowds of people around it?
Occasionally,
who is that person?
You know, trying to look to see who's who, and it's a really neat thing. Digital photo frames, are they?
I think it's a good gift. You know, $50 or so, and people seem to like it.
I mean, we actually bought one for our parents a couple of Christmases ago, and we were just kind of like, well, it seems cool, but they're not into technology, but they ended up liking it.
Yeah,
and
our dad loves it.
Dad uses it quite a bit. The other day, he was taking photos as we walked through the door for Thanksgiving, and then he was slapping the card into the viewer, and he was having pictures of us just from 5 minutes ago on the screen. So
it's a pretty neat deal. And digital cameras. Boy, I looked at digital cameras the other day when I was in one of the local stores, and I remember paying or having to look to pay and didn't, you know, $400, $500, $600 for a phone that you can get for under $100 now.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, you know, $80 will get you a great camera. And I never, a few years ago, you'd never think it would get there.
My first one was a Sony, and I spent $550 on it, I think, and it was like 3.2 megapixels.
And what we have in our phones is just as good image quality as that thing was.
And even the high-end stuff, like we were talking about before, the DSLRs, like really good stuff, is well under 1,000. I mean, the entry levels are $599. So
for someone who is not a photographer, you know, just your average family wanting a camera, something like that, you don't have to spend the big bucks to get a camera anymore. I mean, you know, I whatever you're talking about there, I have no idea. You know, I'm not.
It's something you could shoot a movie on if you wanted to. But
yeah. So, I mean, just a regular consumer camera, I guess. You can get one of those under $100. Yeah.
I would say look in the like $80 to $150 price range. At $80, you're going to get something that's maybe a little bit of a lesser brand. If it were me buying and I just wanted a simple point and shoot, I'd probably spend the $130 to $150 and get a nice Canon or a Nikon.
And if you go up just one more level, I was actually shopping this morning around $300, Walmart, Best Buy. They have some that are a little higher end, 12 to 13 megapixel point and shoots that shoot full HD video at about $320.
And usually at that price range, you get a nice zoom lens too, if I'm right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you look for in buying cameras? Is it megapixels or what is it?
First thing I look for is optical zoom.
Ignore the digital zoom.
Digital zoom is useless. Optical of what, 10x or higher, probably.
If it's a better camera.
Megapixels really don't make...
Anything out there now has enough megapixels to make a plenty decent photo.
So what's a good number? I mean, 5, 7, 10?
It's going to be hard to find something less than 6 or 8 now.
Yeah. The one I bought a couple years ago was 10, and it was only about $150.
So think 10, you know, plus or minus 2 or 3 megapixels, and you're
a big
shape.
Big optical zoom and all the other things, like little features and stuff, are kind of at your discretion.
And HD video is nice.
Sure.
You might as well add that on there, too. Just get it all. What's holding you back?
Why not? Yeah. We've spent a lot of money here on the show today. For the home, I guess digital or the LCD TVs are the big thing, 3D TVs. I'm not so sold on. But the LCDs, what about those?
Go get a plasma.
Plasma still.
Yeah. It's still the guy that's out there.
Better image quality, and you're going to save a ton of money.
Yeah.
I saw the LCDs. They're very expensive, but the plasmas are very reasonable.
Right. $500 or $600, you're going to get a, you know, 45 to 50 inch television.
Yeah.
Full 1080p. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to be in love with it.
Yep.
Now, what about it?
I don't know about that.
If you don't want to be saddled.
That's rough.
You don't want to be saddled with, you know, cable service or things of that nature. What should we look for? I see the Apple TV thing that's around. Don't know a lot about it. Or what are some options out there?
Well, you've got one of them.
The Roku box. It's about 4 inches by 4 inches and an inch tall. It's tiny. And it's really for people that like to stream content. If you have someone in your family that's a Netflix user or Amazon Prime or likes to buy movies or rent movies on Amazon, it's great for streaming those into your bedroom, wherever in the house.
Mm-hmm. And it's $49.
Yeah. Real right. cheap. I love mine. It actually streams stuff better than my TiVo. Huh. So I don't know what's up with that, but that's a great gift. And there's lots of other things on there besides just those two things that people can use and to stream movies and stuff.
Well, if someone would like some help, could you be their tech Santas, I guess?
You want us to go shopping for them?
Yeah, could you do that?
We could do that. I hate shopping. I don't mind shopping for tech stuff, though. I'm okay with that.
If someone needed some help, how could they get in touch with you and hit the website there?
You can give us a call at 796-6292, or we're at thetechlife.net.
That's thetechlife.net.
Thetechlife. The only one.
That's
the tech life.
It's the only people that I would call if, you know, you can do sound systems, surround sound, and all that kind of stuff, too.
Any of this stuff we've talked about today and more. Yeah.
And that includes putting it in.
Yeah. If you can buy it at Best Buy, we can help you figure out what you need and get it set up.
Yep.
Awesome. Guys, appreciate it. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
Brian. You too.
Leave something under the tree, if you don't mind.
No.
Okay. Maybe that Nexus phone.
Right.
All right. That's it for the show today. Thanks so very much for joining us here on WGNS.